News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sinn Féin president, party leader and leader of the opposition, Mary Lou McDonald Ciara, subjected to a chilling, horrendous death threat online. The issue now being investigated, quite rightly, by An Garda Síochána. We've been talking a lot over the last number of weeks.
I know we have.
About the threats to politicians, the change in atmosphere. This is a particularly sinister development.
Really sinister. A man in a kind of homemade balaclava threatening, and there's no reason for people not to take these things seriously, to shoot Mary Lou McDonald. It's appalling. It's disgusting. I have no doubt that Mary Lou McDonald would be frightened by such a thing, because anybody would be frightened.
You wouldn't be human if you weren't.
It simply isn't right that somebody, I don't care what your politics are, I don't care if you're Sinn Féin, Fine Gael, it doesn't matter. If you are a democratically elected representative of the people, anyone who threatens you is not somebody who can ever call themselves a patriot and all these things that they do. And in fact, we discussed it earlier on and we were told, no, that Mary Lou McDonald wasn't the traitors. We're the traitors in the media. Like, this kind of rhetoric, this kind of threatening, sinister, cowardly rhetoric has to change, because who would be a politician at the moment? It is actually disgusting.
I saw what that guy was saying
about Drew Harris and Mary Lou McDonald, and I was appalled, and I have huge sympathy
for
her. This is totally unacceptable.
I think questions also about TikTok as well, that it took a long time for them to take this down, take this video
12
down.
Hours, Shane.
Yeah, TikTok source said, we're holding our hands up here. We should have done better. We're internally investigating what happened. It should have been taken down immediately. It wasn't good enough. And I'm sorry, but that explanation isn't good enough either.
I actually think if social media platforms cannot manage their own publications on their sites and leave this kind of stuff up, I'm not sure that they're worth having in our society, because they are dangerous and they are sinister too. But look, let us know what you do think about all of that, about Mary Lou McDonald, about that death threat. I think it's appalling and I feel sincerely sorry for her. But let us know what you think this morning about all of that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Well, let's bring in Mary Lou McDonald. Now, Mary Lou, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Can I ask you to start? Look, I've no problem saying if I got a threat like that, I would find it deeply frightening. How did it make you feel when you saw the video, when you heard about the video?
So good morning, Shane. Well, firstly to thank you and everybody else for the messages and words of support that have come to me. And I'm very well aware that this has happened to me, but this speaks to something much wider across our society, and something that is frightening. Ironically, when I had come home from hosting an event in the inner city on zero tolerance of violence against women, and this was brought to my attention. So you can imagine, you know, Shane, the life that I live, there's commentary on you, you're challenged, you're criticized, you're all of this. And I've had a year of it, really, where there's been a particularly vicious focus on me, focus on Sinn Féin. I've been trashed, I've been vilified. And it's politically inspired. It's not accidental. And it's very clearly to alienate sentiment, particularly in working class areas, to brand me as a traitor, to brand Sinn Féin as a traitor. And that's been ongoing.
Yeah.
But this particular incident brought it then to another level. And as far as I'm concerned, every line has now been crossed. This guy, you could view it and say, well, this is just some random, you know, random lunatic, because he certainly doesn't cut a very convincing figure in the video presentation. But this is just the latest escalation in something that I think is really dangerous generally, and that I know is has been very deliberately targeted at me. And I'm sick of it, Shane. And I hadn't said much publicly throughout this year about what was going on. But once there is a direct threat made, openly, brazenly broadcast on social media, that a person will shoot you, that they will take your life, and that they feel comfortable saying that, broadcasting it and announcing it to the world, clearly that puts you in the way of greater danger. And I found that frightening. I mean, yes, I found that very, very frightening. The idea that somebody will come on and brag and say, I will shoot this woman. I will take her life. And apparently, gleefully so, you know. So I chose then, for in terms of my own personal security, to speak out on this occasion, but also because, and I agree with Kira on this, it's not on. It's me this time. It could be anybody else. And it is not acceptable in our society that people feel at liberty to throw themselves around, throw their weight around like that, and threaten to actually kill democratically elected politicians, or, by the way, anybody else.
No,
anybody
it's else appalling. And I'm genuinely sorry that you have to go through that, because it's disgusting what's happened. Can I ask, and I'm really conscious here about not invading your family's right to privacy, but it strikes me this must be very difficult, not just for you, but for your immediate family.
It is, yeah, of course it is. And they're angry about it as well. And you try to, you know, Shane, you have family too. You try and manage these situations. Like, I'm conscious of a number of things. This shouldn't have happened. I'm now calling it out. I am now it's now in the hands of An Garda Síochána. They now have to go about their job. I want a calling to account for this. This is not okay. And there have to be consequences for these kind of actions. And by the way, so to be very clear, it's not because I'm some sort of special category of person. I'm an equal citizen
society.
And my safety is on an equal par with everybody else's. So it needs to get sorted out. But I'm also conscious that I have to go about my job, and I will go about my job. I'm entrusted by those that elect me to represent them, to do my best, to work hard. And that will not, I'm determined that will not be disrupted. And, you know, the person who issued this threat against me spoke also about the issues around immigration and protest and all of this. He is part of that small section of Irish society that has chosen to be toxic and violent and disorderly and hateful, and they have to be faced down, Shane. And at the same time, the wider section of many communities who are not racist and hateful and all of those things, but who are concerned and who have not been engaged properly, who don't have confidence in the way in which immigration in particular is being managed at this time. We need to engage that section of the population and talk and listen and listen and talk and lead.
Yeah. And I do want to ask you about immigration. Just two quick issues before we get to that. Can I ask you, and you may not wish to get into this, but have you had to increase your security, your personal security, because of this threat?
Well, I won't comment on that, Shane. On advice, I won't comment on that if you don't mind.
Okay, fair enough. TikTok have basically admitted it made a mistake in not removing the video earlier. And there's a quote from a source saying, "We're holding our hands up here." Your reaction to that? I mean, it strikes me that TikTok have not come out of this very well at all, that this video should not have been allowed to stay up for so long.
No, it should not. And they have put their hands up, and well, they might. And let me just say, this isn't an isolated incident. This is a particularly vicious thing because it's a direct death threat. But equally, there's material in circulation, not just on TikTok, but other social media platforms. And I scratch my head and wonder how in the name of God any platform that's moderated in any way becomes a vector for the level of just hate and the level of misinformation, the level of viciousness. Do you know, Shane, on my media platform, let's take Meta, Facebook. I have a huge Facebook following. The algorithm of that particular platform actually prevents people who follow me from actually seeing political material, even though presumably anybody who follows me, they follow because they're interested in politics in some shape or form, or what I'm at, or what we're doing. But that same platform that blocks not just me, but other political content is the Wild West and a playground for every random stream of consciousness coming from whoever, unverified, unchecked, and by people who are unaccountable at any level. And I actually think it's, I think
have you taken that up? Have you taken that up?
I have. We've raised that several times with them. And we've been told that the algorithm is the algorithm, that they're certainly not changing it to suit Ireland or to suit me or to suit anybody else. But I think it's frankly disgraceful.
Okay.
And nobody's looking for preferential treatment. But in a democratic society, presumably people who get elected, people who are publicly accountable, their material shouldn't be blocked and blunted, whilst others on their phone, in their car, randomly, it becomes like the most powerful playground for them. And I think we have a problem there. And by the way, I'm not talking about curtailing anybody's freedom of speech, but there is a problem when political content from political parties and people who actually go before the electorate, when that is being stymied and the rest is allowed to go viral. And I think it's a real problem now in the public discourse.
Okay. Can I just ask you, just finally on this, can I ask you, and I'm not in any way minimising the abuse that you've spoken about over the last year, which is completely unacceptable, but your own party, or should I say your party's supporters, have in the past been accused of being overly aggressive and engaging in pylons online. Now, I think it's fair to say that has ceased in recent times. But can I just ask you, do you think at the time your party did enough to stop that? And I accept there were party supporters, not the party leadership or representatives. But did your party do enough at the time, do you think, to deal with that?
But Shane, what's happening? This isn't pylons.
I'm not equating the two at all, and I accept what you have gone through is on a horrendous and a different level. But I'm talking about I suppose the online abuse that's there, that atmosphere that is there at the moment. I'm asking, did your party do enough at the time, do you think, to deal with that?
Well, let me make two points on that. Firstly, I think on social media, on these platforms, there has always been a tendency for some to drop all level of civility or just good manners because they're social media platforms, forgetting, of course, that you're amplifying a message. You know, it's the same as walking into the public square and shouting out what it is you have to say. And I in some cases, I very much doubt that people would verbalize what they're prepared to actually post.
Absolutely.
On some of these sites. So, and look, people who have behaved in that way, I would say to you, come from all political perspectives and none. And I don't like any of that type of behavior online. And I've always been very clear on that. I also respect that I'm not there to moderate people's levels of civility or manners. But I don't accept, and I never did accept, that this was a particularly Sinn Féin thing. And I also know that robust debate and all of that, and it can get hot and heavy, that's one thing. But the line now has been crossed. We're dealing now with something entirely different. And that's why I've spoken out. If it was simply a case that I was being, that it was banter, or that I was, I was getting abuse in inverted commas, I would take that on the chin. I wouldn't
level. Just very final question. Does it make you think for a second, you know what, this isn't worth it? Does it actually make you think I could have a normal life and walk away from all of this?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not for one second. If anything, it makes me all the more determined to be part of facing that toxic dynamic down with others. And at the same time, and I spoke about this last weekend, going into communities and now really deeply engaging with them, because we cannot allow the toxic negative hate to win. We have to allow hope, constructive engagement, decency, all of the things that mark all of our communities, including Coolock, the good people of Coolock. That's the side that needs to win. And I'm determined to be on that side of that winning team.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.